Well, Coffee Mambo Jumbo is still at the Cafe Culture in Kensington Olympia. And I've stopped again. I mean, I'm roaming around for the past 3 hours and I've stopped at three occasions. This is the fourth occasion I've stopped. And I was attracted to EnviroPack, reusable, recyclable, responsible packaging. So not only coffee cups, coffee bags. I was drawn to coffee bags because, as you know, Coffee Mambo Jumbo has also ventured into roasting, into reviewing the hot top and roasting at home. And obviously, now that I'm roasting as well, I need some bags. So I've stopped with Jay, one of the partners. And what's your name?
Jay as well.
Two J's. Easy to remember. And attracted actually to your packs. This is a new addition to a very successful existing company with other packaging, takeaways, etc., etc. So, Jay number one, tell me more about your pouches that are designed for coffee. I mean, here I see some granola and stuff and for cookies, but let's concentrate on the coffee. What have you got for us as far as coffee bags go?
So coffee bags, we've got a wide selection. We've got the pouches and the tintai bags.
Yes.
The tintai bags predominantly used for with a lot of the coffee roasters that we work with. Pouches, again, we do a number of sizes. They can be custom branded with your logos. They're also used for packing tea. So it's not just for coffee. We also work with a lot of the tea companies.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the tea boxes as well that we do.
Yes.
Slightly different from the coffee.
Yeah.
And we're in the process of introducing pouches with wows as well.
Exactly. So one-way valves, important for coffee, as we know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we also offer the flexibility of printing low volume. So if you want customization on the pouches, we can do those in the smaller print runs.
How small a print run?
We can do as little as 5,000 to 10,000, depending on the size.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like if it's 250 grams or 500 grams, that size?
I mean, the smaller sizes, obviously the print run is a bit larger because there's a lot of wastage in setting up the machines.
Sure.
So.
And you do that all at source in your company?
We have a manufacturing partner. We have a number of manufacturing partners we work with all around the globe.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have in-house manufacturing partners and design teams as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to people that you're already providing with your bags. What do you call these bags?
So these are the tintai bags.
Tintai bags. So we got Monmouth, and I recognize that immediately. That's the brown bag with you just fold it over
the
and then you secure it.
Yeah.
And then you've got Caravan. They use the white one,
Correct. But
pretty much is the same principle. And it's interesting actually to understand why, and these are great roasters, why actually they go for something that doesn't have a one-way valve. It's interesting because, as we know, coffee still needs to degas a little more, but the enemy of coffee is obviously air. So no air in, but gas is out. So I'm interested why actually you haven't provided that from the start, and still you've got great roasters that are using your bags without a valve. Do you know why?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also down to the roasting process and how long they let it cool off for. If you're packing within 24 to 48 hours, there is a higher buildup of gas during that time frame. So if you're packing after the 48-hour period, there is less gas, and that is why there is no requirement for the wow.
Interesting. And what is the lining of that?
It's a PE line bag.
Okay.
We've also introduced a compostable lining on the tintai bags, which is made from vegetable starch.
Okay,
so
interesting.
So the bag is fully compostable.
Yes. Well, let's talk a bit about the angle, the environment that you've got at heart, you know. What's the idea behind that, other than it being a trend? I mean, do you personally feel strongly about it?
Very strongly. I mean, the products that we do, there has to be some kind of eco property to it. So we do coffee cups, which are also compostable.
Mm-hmm.
Or the paper used to manufacture these cups is from sustainable forests.
Okay.
So there is always an eco property to it. If a compostable range is not available, then only we would look at a plastic alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But predominantly 90% of our products do have some kind of eco property. Although these look like plastic tumblers, they're all made from vegetable starch. It's all made from plant starch.
Really? Wow.
It's fully compostable.
Where is it manufactured?
These are made in America.
Okay. Wow. So you import from America?
As well,
yes. You're serious about it, eh?
Yeah.
What about the bottles?
The bottles have got 50% post-consumer recycled plastic.
Okay.
So it's not virgin plastic. It's made from post-consumer recycled plastic.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so you said you're going to introduce now the one-way valve to the coffee pouches. Bag, the pouches, and also these tin tie?
That is something we're working with the manufacturer to see if that can be done.
Okay.
So that is in the pipeline. It's under development.
Okay.
And once we
because that's actually quite... Well, no, it's not that thin, actually,
as a bag,
yeah.
And the other advantage with these bags is that you can also heat seal them.
Yes,
if required,
of course.
Because they've got the lining, they can be heat sealed as well.
So the lining inside is what, remind me?
It's a PE lining,
okay.
A polyethylene lining,
okay.
Which is food safe.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. No, it's very good. I can't wait to see the new development as well. How long have you since you've actually added that to your line of existing things?
This has been there for 4 to 5 years.
Yes.
The new products that we added to the existing line are the pouches.
Yeah. And these pouches, for example, they're different again. I mean, it's got a bit of a shiner finish, but that's it.
Yeah.
So you don't do colors, you do paper only?
We do paper only. And if the paper can be... If it's a full color process print, then yes, the paper will be in different colors.
Okay.
This is shiny because it's got a gloss finish.
Okay.
Whereas that is a matte finish,
yep.
So that you don't
looks
get
lovely.
Any shine on
yeah,
there.
Yeah. No, I like the range. It's very nice. Okay, now, where are you based?
In London.
Okay, whereabouts?
We have Harrow.
Okay.
We have a 6,000 to 7,000 square foot warehouse. All products are in stock. We dispatch within 48 hours. So if the order is placed before 12, it's there within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. How many employees?
We have a team of six permanent employees, and then we also have another 3 part-time employees.
Okay, good. So still a small company, really.
Still a small company, growing steadily.
Yes.
We've only been around for 5 years.
Yes.
But we've grown exponentially in those 5 years.
Yeah. What's your personal interest in this kind of business?
Well, I come from a manufacturing background.
Okay.
So I've always had that interest in making products, designing products, and now that everything's becoming more and more geared up towards the environment, we've got to do something.
Absolutely,
change
yeah.
this planet, make
yeah.
it a better place to live.
Yes.
So the passion is there in designing and bringing in more eco-friendly products to the market.
Fantastic. Well, Jay, it's been a pleasure meeting you both, J1 and J2. And I like the bags, and maybe I can have a few samples or something, or maybe you can send me some
definitely.
Samples.
Definitely, we can
I mean,
send
the type
you some
of,
samples.
Yeah.
We
would
provide you with the new product range.
Yeah, that too, out. Because that's interesting. Okay, well, signing out not completely from Coffee Culture, but signing out from EnviroPack, reusable, recyclable, responsible packaging. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.